Faye Roach is joining us now. She is the head of the pro-life office for the Diocese of Covington. Faye, good morning.
Good morning, Annie. How are you?
I am doing fine and getting amped up for Cross the Bridge for Life. It is coming up very soon. Give us the details.
Great. Yes, it's on Sunday, June the 3rd. All the festivities will begin. It's at Newport on the Levee, the festival area, which is between Newport on the Levee and the river. So it's the festival area behind there. And festivities begin at 1. Program and walk begin at 2. And it is a great event. It's very family friendly. And it's a wonderful way to bring people out in the greater Cincinnati area and the community to come and celebrate the gift of human life. You know, from conception, the beginning of life, to the end of life, you know, just celebrating our great gift of life.
Absolutely. I love coming to Cross the Bridge every year, and I am so honored to be serving as the MC for the event. I know that Will, my husband, and his band Easter Rising are excited to play once again as part of the festivities, and I know Roma is looking forward to getting her face painted.
Yes, we're very excited about all of that, and thank you for being our MC once again. You know, and all that you do to support the Cross the Bridge for Life and all the promotion that you all do for the event. And Easter Rising is just a fan favorite. The people down there just thoroughly enjoy the music. It has just been a pleasure to have them down there. And the crowd just really enjoys them and their music. Yeah, the face painting, it's all free. So that's what's great about the event. It's a wonderful free family activity to come down. They have free T-shirts, free face painting. We have several booths with life-affirming agencies that are going to be set up there to have resources and information for the people who are coming down to the event. So we usually have a very large crowd. You know, we're hoping to have an even bigger crowd and better weather this year to accommodate, you know, a big crowd.
Absolutely. It's so fabulous, the entire event. And as you mentioned, it is all free. How do you pay for all of this?
Well, we have a wonderful group of coalition members, and these are life-affirming agencies throughout the Northern Kentucky, Greater Cincinnati area. Plus, we have some just amazing sponsors who, year after year, support this event so that we can financially provide this wonderful, you know, event for our community. So these are, you know, organizations and companies that support life. So we are very, very blessed to have them sponsor our events.
Yeah, there many of them also underwrite Sacred Heart Radio and the Sunrise Morning Show. So they are the businesses that we want to have out there and supported by all of our listening audience, the entire pro-life community. Faye, how many years has Cross the Bridge been in our area now?
It has been in for 13 years, and each year it just gets bigger and better.
Yes, it really does. And I'm curious, how is this all organized?
Well, we have a chairperson, and we have Karen Rigler, who has been our main chairperson this year, and with the help of Paula Westwood, and then the Diocese of Covington and the Archdiocese of Cincinnati and some other pro-life groups come together, and we work for several months planning this and, you know, to get the sponsors and to get the venue. So it really is a group effort on, you know, headed by Karen that brings this all together. You know, but it's also, we're very graced by the Holy Spirit when it comes to, you know, things kind of falling in place and getting our sponsors and, you know, some wonderful ideas. And we've just got some great committee members who are behind this and supporting this.
Absolutely. And for those who have not been to a Cross the Bridge for Life event in the 13 years that it's been in existence now, can you give us kind of an overview of how things work? Like, what will they be doing?
Sure. Well, festivities, as I had said earlier, begin at 1 o'clock. So if you get down there a little bit early, we have some food trucks down there. We'll have our booths with resources. And for the kids, we have some awesome face painters. We have balloon twisters. So we have the entertainment for the kids, and then we have the family entertainment with Easter Rising. And then you also just get to, you know, talk to members of your community. So it's just a very festival-like atmosphere. The program starts at 2, and Archbishop Schnur will be there to say a few words, and we have Bishop Foy's there to say a few words, and we have a short program. So it is a very short program, and then we start the walk. And the walk kind of goes from the festival area around the wall onto the Purple People Bridge and across. And it's approximately 2 miles, and it really is a fairly easy walk. You see all ages of people down there. People even bring their dogs down there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we just have a little bit of everything, and it's not something that's drawn out. You're down there just for, you know, just a nice short period of time. But it's also, you know, it's just a wonderful way to bring our community together, just being so grateful for life and just being witnesses out there.
Yeah, it is so edifying to, from my standpoint, when I'm standing on the stage to see the crowd out there and then to watch as the Purple People Bridge fills up. As they start walking across, you know, as the first people start walking across and then they, you know, they turn around and come back and the bridge mm-hmm. is filled with pro-life witness.
It is. And this year our T-shirts are purple.
So I was going to ask.
The People Bridge is going to be filled with purple people on it.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. That was going to be my final question to you, Faye, was if you would reveal the color of the T-shirt this year. So
yes,
it's purple.
It has been revealed. They're beautiful purple T-shirts. So, the bridge is just going to be filled with purple that day.
Well, it is awesome. The Purple People Bridge filled with purple people coming up Sunday, first Sunday of June. Remind us of all the details before we let you go, Faye.
Yes, it's always the first Sunday of June, and it will be Sunday, June 3rd, 1 o'clock. It's in the Newport Festival area, which is between Newport-on-the-Levee and the river. There is parking around the area.